Because in this paradox, though we are called in as imperfect people, we are also called to grow in Christ. Called to grow in Christ, and yet that gift of growth, that gift of spirituality, is a gift. It is something that God gives us that is not dependent on our own efforts. But like any gift, it needs to be opened and used for us to experience the most benefit from it. So we come in as imperfect, we are called to grow, and we grow through this gift that we receive and accept and use as it's intended. We see a lot of this in the New Testament lesson today in the book of Philippians. Again, this is another writing of St. Paul, and he talks about how he himself is also in the process of growing. He talks about how he is an imperfect Christian, if you can believe it. Now, this is somebody who had a very personal encounter with the risen Christ. This is somebody who, as he went through his career, wrote probably two-thirds of the New Testament. And he was here saying things like, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. In order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Now, the way this sentence is structured, it is in the future tense. It is written in such a way that this action of knowing Christ and being found in him is not yet complete within him. And we all know the story of St. Paul. We all know what he went through. Prior to becoming a Christian, he was persecuting the church, he was issuing arrest warrants, he was dragged in before the Sanhedrin. And while he was on the road to execute one of these search warrants, Christ appeared to him. And the light was so bright he couldn't see. He was blinded for a while. And he said, and what he heard Christ saying is, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against the goats. And he's probably saying to himself at that point, oh boy, I'm in trouble now. But there he was, somebody who had that intense of a mission, probably more intense than you or I may have experienced in our lifetimes. But even despite that, he was still in the process of growing. He was still acknowledging in this letter to the Philippians that he did not have a perfect spirituality, that he was still somebody that was growing and in the process of growth. If it was true for St. Paul, it's probably true for you and I as well. We come in as imperfect people and we grow. You might think of it somewhat like the process that somebody in a skilled trade might go through, like an electrician or a plumber. You know, when they start off as a young person, just learning their trade, learning their craft, they start off as an apprentice. And they go through the period of apprenticeship, working under somebody more experienced. You know, they learn their trade, they learn how to do the things they need to do. And then at some point they become a journeyman, in which case they can go and get work on their own. And then continue to learn, continue to grow in their craft, and they eventually get to the level of master, which I believe is the level. And the masters, actually the ones not familiar with the system, but I believe they're the ones that are capable of training new apprentices. So here we have somebody who is like St. Paul, who has written two-thirds of the Bible, planted countless churches, he's an apostle, he's going out, he's teaching, he's preaching, and he says, I have yet to reach the level of master, because I am still in the process. But within that process of growth, there is something to really bear in mind. And that thing is that what we are given here, this growing, is a gift. It's a gift. It's not something that we earn on our own merits. It's something that Jesus gives to us. St. Paul says that this is not a righteousness that comes from the law. This is a righteousness that comes from God based on faith. There's a lot to unpack there. It's something we always need to remind ourselves of. It's not something that comes through obeying all the right rules, but it's something that trusting in God through faith that we receive this gift. And so what is that gift? Well, within it is just the notion of how unique Jesus Christ is. In Jesus, there is this perfect union of human and divine. His humanity and his divinity are united in one. And what the earliest Christian theologians would teach the people is that not as a human being who was raised up, but as God who came down. Now, the second chapter of Philippians describes this quite a bit. There's like the Son of God is up here, second person of the Trinity, emptying himself, became a human being, lived and died as one of us. The idea is that though he was there as perfect human and perfect God, was to raise us up to where he is. So that we too could experience his union. We too could experience the love and the joy and the wonders of the life that's in the Trinity. Jesus is offering that to us as a gift. An early theologian, St. Athanasius, wrote that the Lord putting on a body, because of him doing this, was so that we could be deified through his flesh. We could be raised up. This is just a gift that you can imagine just the nature of this process is something that we, the human beings, could not achieve on our own. We needed that outside intervention of Jesus coming to us. But whenever there's a gift, there's always a part on the receiver. We need to receive, we need to embrace this gift. St. Paul is talking about still in his life, embracing his own gift that he saw by striving forward to what lies ahead. Because the thing about a gift is it's something that you have to open, and you have to receive, and properly you would say thank you, you would enjoy it. I got a really great observation of this just yesterday. My son's birthday is coming up. He's going to be 6. And around this time of year, my parents always make a trip up. They spend their winters in Florida, and then on their way home to New York, they stop and they visit us. And my mother loves giving gifts. And she loves spoiling her grandchildren. And so this year, she came and she had for him a Power Rangers costume, which he wore all weekend. But then there was also a car, and because she loves spoiling, and there was something very generous inside this car. Well, but my son saw it, and car. Nah. He was more interested in watching Encanto at that moment. But when he finally said, "No, Joshua, trust us. There's something in here. There's something wonderful for you. Please open the car." He opened the card, and there's a check inside, which he was also looking at, and I don't think he'd ever seen a check before. Wondering what he was going to do with this, and we had to explain to him that this was money, that he could use this to buy something he wanted after his birthday party was all over, and maybe it was something he wanted but didn't get, he could use that money for that. That's how he got it. But it took a little while getting to open and embrace this gift. I think it can often be the same with us. Gift that God gives. Now, do we understand it fully? No. We do our best, but we don't understand it. Sometimes we can get distracted and want to do something else. Watch a canto? You haven't seen it, it's great. We can get distracted, but the notion is that Christ gave of himself to us. And it's up to us to receive it and to receive it fully. It's up to us to say thank you and to embrace this great gift. I mean, where else are you going to see a God who came down to our level in order to raise us up to his? And though we don't always understand it, we can still trust and move forward, receive that gift. This is why coming to Eucharist is so important. Because when we come here and we receive the gift of God, that's what we say, isn't it? Gifts of God for the people of God. We are receiving that gift. But it's so important to come and to participate and to receive as much as we can. Because there we have, in a very real sense, the gift that Christ is giving of himself for us, and to raise us up. So yes, we do come in here as imperfect people, and we remain as imperfect people. And boy, I love giving more than real imperfect people coming in. And as imperfect people, we are in this process of growth. We are growth that doesn't come based on our own efforts, but on growth that is the gift of Christ. The gift of raising us up through Christ's gift of himself to us. So it's up to us to receive that gift, to open it, to use it as God has intended it. Because God has given us so many gifts for our benefit. And it's up to us to say thank you.